I couldn't be religious and gay. It was impossible.
I was being marketed as some sort of like teenage it girl.
When a girl kissed me on my 18th birthday, a whole other world opened up to me.
I was a minor nuisance.
8 Australians will tell you about the choices that have led them to unexpected places.
These are some of the stories you will hear on Let Me Tell You, a podcast where real people tell incredible real stories.
Look for Let Me Tell You and follow wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to Great Minds, a podcast featuring calming and inspiring meditation practices from around the world. I'm your host, Sarah Malik. Before we get into it, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land I'm recording from and pay my respects to the Cammeraygal people and their elders past and present. I also acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands you're listening from. In this episode, we're exploring the Tibetan practice of Tonglen, and our teacher, Wallace Lee, will guide us through the art of processing pain and expressing compassion towards yourself and others.
In this episode, we'll do the Tonglen practice with a focus on another person. Tonglen is a Tibetan word that means giving and receiving, or sending and taking. When we practice Tonglen for others, we take on their sufferings and pain and give our happiness and well-being. This sending and receiving is aligned with our breaths. We breathe in all the sufferings and we breathe our happiness or pleasure. From the normal ego point of view, this is very bad news. This is the last thing we normally do. Normally, when we feel discomfort or suffering, we want to push it away. But in this practice, we're actually going to do the exact opposite. We're going to breathe in suffering and breathe out comfort, ease, and peace. This can be a little challenging, as it is reversing our habitual way when we respond to discomfort. Normally, when we come face to face with suffering, we close off from it. We create a shield around our hearts to protect ourselves. This also creates a very effective barrier between us and others. It comes between us and our connection with others. So let's begin. To start, it's important to establish a good posture. Find a comfortable sitting position. If you're sitting on a chair, make sure that your feet touch the floor. You can place your hands gently on your lap. Your shoulders are relaxed. Your gaze softened. The most important thing is to keep your back straight. Breathe naturally to the flow of your breath, leaving your mouth slightly open. There's a sense of dignity and ease in how you sit. In Tibetan Buddhism, there are three noble principles for any practice: good in the beginning, good in the middle, and good in the end. We begin by just feeling for a moment how wonderful it would be if everyone was free from suffering and could find lasting happiness. So our intention is to try to bring happiness and to remove suffering. Let's take a moment to establish this good intention. Now notice how you feel right now. Let all the thoughts and feelings and images in your mind melt away. Let them vanish. And simply rest in a state of awareness. And rest your mind on the float of your breath, noticing as you breathe in and as you breathe out. First, we notice the atmosphere and the feeling of the mood around us. Consider that as we breathe in, we breathe in this dark, hot, heavy feeling, a feeling of claustrophobia. And as we breathe out, we breathe out light, cool, calm, fresh, spacious, open feeling. We breathe in this heavy, dark feeling of air, and we breathe out lightness and openness. Now we imagine someone we care for who is suffering in some way. We try to imagine them vividly. The place where they are, the clothes they are wearing. We try to imagine what their suffering is. It could be physical pain. It could be anxiety. And we try to feel a little bit the quality of that pain, that distress. And we wish that they could be free from that suffering. We wish that we could help. Now, we imagine their pain and suffering gathered together into a cloud of hot, dark, dirty smoke. As we breathe in, we imagine that this cloud of black smoke comes towards us and it leaves them. It comes towards us and we breathe it in through our nostrils. It comes inside us to the level of our heart where it completely evaporates all our self-centeredness, our self-cherishing, our ego. So with the in-breath, we just try to imagine that the dark clouds comes in, freeing the person from their suffering and destroying our own self-centeredness. Continue to practice this visualization for a while. Now, we can imagine that our self-centeredness has disappeared, and what is revealed is the spring of our fundamental goodness. We can imagine a brilliant white light in our heart. When we breathe out, we imagine we send out this brilliant white cool light. We imagine the other person breathing in this brilliant white light, which is peace, joy, happiness, long life, good health, and ultimate well-being. It is love and warm-heartedness. We imagine the white light going out with our out-breath. And imagine that person breathing in all that happiness and well-being and healing. As they breathe in, we feel that all of their suffering, all of their history of unfortunate, unskillful actions are removed. And we feel that all of their desires, all their needs are being met. They're receiving everything they ever longed for. So, as we breathe in, we imagine a dark cloud coming in, dissolving our self-centeredness, freeing the person from suffering and distress. As we breathe out, we imagine the healing white light of happiness and well-being actually being received by them. Out of compassion, we take on the suffering of another. Out of love, we give all our happiness and well-being and merit. So gradually, we develop this rhythm of breathing in the dark cloud of suffering, freeing the person in front of us, dissolving our self-cherishing. And as we breathe out, from the dazzling white light of our heart, we imagine the healing white light of happiness goes out and is received by this person in front of us. So now we picture this person in front of us again, and we feel the conviction that their suffering and its causes have all been healed and removed, and we feel a sense of joy and celebration that they have been free from suffering and pain. we imagine around that person everybody else in the whole world. And we imagine that we breathe in a dark cloud of all of their suffering. And we breathe out the healing, white light of happiness, which they all receive. Imagine them filled with joy. We let go of the picture in our mind and simply rest quietly. And just for a moment, let go of all our concepts of actor, action, and the one who's acted upon. And to close, we dedicate any benefit from this practice to everyone everywhere. May they all be free from suffering.
Brings us to the end of this meditation. Thank you for listening. You can read more about Tonglen at sbs.com.au/greatminds. For more episodes, don't forget to follow Great Minds in your favourite podcast app.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.